Narendra Modi and Amit Shah's BJP has changed Assam in ways that are conspicuous and in ways that may be subtle and under the surface but are far more consequential to the state. Well, in terms of the conspicuous changes, we can see the facade of Assam has changed. There are roads, there are bridges, there are hospitals, there are educational institutes which were not there earlier, and that's something that the voters seem to be lapping up. But the more important change lies beneath these wide roads and these massive bridges. And that's a change in the socio-political milieu of Assam. That's a change that tugs at the heart of Assam's socio-political milieu. And that is a shift away from ethnicity, a shift away from the staunch idea of Assamese identity into some larger, broader umbrella, which perhaps even includes religion, which was not a case in the state earlier. So let's first talk about why this concept of ethnic identity in Assam has been so important and what this shift away from it means. And then we'll talk about why this is so significant for the BJP and what it tells us about the BJP. Well, you know, this feeling of resentment against outsiders, or as they are called, Bidekhis in Assam, has been something which has been prevalent for decades, from the 1950s, but more pronounced after 1971, which was the liberation of Bangladesh. Assam has held a resentment against all outsiders. So this ire has been directed at all foreigners, or whom they perceive to be foreigners, irrespective of religion, irrespective of region. And hence, we also saw the Assam movement, the six-year Assam agitation from 1979 to 85, which resulted in the signing of the Assam Accord. This was an anti-outsider movement. Then in the late 80s and early 90s, we saw violence against foreigners, which included not just Bangladeshis and not just Bengali Hindus, but also it included Marwaris, it included Punjabis, it included Biharis. So in this sense, this feeling of resentment against outsiders was religion and region agnostic. And this is a state where ethnicity and the identity of the indigenous Assamese has been the language of politics, has been the language of social movements. In a way, it has been at the heart of the thinking of Assam's political and social milieu. However, in this election, when I traveled through the state, I was fairly amazed at how ethnicity no longer remains an issue. And why do I say that? That's because CAA, which is the Citizenship Amendment Act, is a complete non-factor in this election. Now, what does the CAA do? The CAA essentially says that essentially refugees of non-Muslim origin from some of the neighboring countries will be given citizenship in India. Now, this goes against the very tenet of Assam's movement against outsiders, because what it effectively means is that those foreigners or those immigrants from Bangladesh and other countries who have come in and who are not Muslims will be given legitimate rights in Assam. Now, that has been a problem for the state. They did not, remember, as I said, they did not want outsiders of any kind to dip into the state's resources. However, the fact that there is no resentment or no real anger against CAA as far as these elections are concerned, and as far as BJP is concerned, shows that ethnicity is no longer such an important issue. In fact, when the CAA was passed in late 2019, we did see protests erupt in Assam. But by now, there seems to have been no impact. As I asked voters about CAA, at most, I got a lukewarm response. Nobody spoke about CAA on their own, and nobody said it was a factor in this elections, or that they would vote or not vote based on the fact that the BJP had passed the Citizenship Amendment Act. Also important is the fact that the BJP itself is not talking about CAA in Assam as far as this manifesto is concerned. So in that sense, the party is playing it safe. But the language of the state has changed for sure. I met this voter in Nogaon whom I asked about CAA, and he said he was not against CAA because a lot of these people who were going to get citizenship had anyway become a part of Assam, living there for decades. And then when I asked about why it should be applicable only to Hindus and not to Muslims, the voter said that Bharat is a Hindu Rashtra and it is our duty, our responsibility to take care of Hindus from outside as well.
মানে কিন্তু সেইটো মানুহ নাগৰিকতা দিয়া আপুনি একো আপত্তি নাই?
একো আপত্তি নাই, ইতিমধ্যে সেইখিনি মানুহ অসমৰ সাধাৰণ মানুহখিনিৰ লগত ইতিমধ্যে মিলিয়ে গৈছে, কেৱল তেওঁলোকক নাগৰিকত্বটোহে দিয়া হোৱা নাছিলে, গতিকে সেইটো এটা ফেক্টৰ নহয়।
কিন্তু সেইটো মানুহ মানে খালি হিন্দু কিয় দিছে, মুছলিমক কিয় দিয়া নাই সেইটো আপুনি সোধা নাই?
ভাৰতবৰ্ষটো এখন হিন্দু ৰাষ্ট্ৰ, গতিকে হিন্দুৰ কথা ভবাটো ভাৰতীয় মানুহৰ দায়িত্ব সেইটো।
সো দিছ ইজ কমপ্লিটলি নিউ টু আসাম। Words like Hindus and Bharat have been introduced and have become and now becoming prevalent in the social political lexicon of Assam, replacing words like Ahomiya Manhu, replacing words like Bideshi. Now let's talk about the BJP's role in this. See, BJP was never a party which was organic to Assam. So in that sense, the BJP has been an outsider itself in the state. Ethnicity was never a card the BJP could have played in the state, could have played to suit its interests. So what BJP and the RSS needed to do was change the conversation, change the narrative in Assam to suit their politics, to suit their worldview. And that seems to have been done fairly successfully. There seems to have been a change that has happened ground up, and also it's a change that has happened top down. So when BJP leaders speak, or when Narendra Modi and Amit Shah speak in Assam, they don't talk about ethnicity. They don't talk about the Assam movement. What they talk about are roads. They talk about bridges. They talk about welfare schemes. Equally importantly, they talk about Hindus versus Muslims, the Jinnahization of Assam, and love jihad and land jihad. Essentially, in Assam, they have ushered in a new language and conversation, one that suits the BJP's political narrative and through which it can play to its strengths. They talk about issues that any voter in any part of the country would want to hear or would want to talk about. So in that sense, the Assamese voter now seems more willing to assimilate with the rest of the country and to talk about issues beyond ethnic identity, which voters across the country are talking about. So this, you know, in a world which is globalized and in a world where, you know, we have to depend on our, just we can't live within a bubble and we have to depend on the outside world, this shift away from staunch ethnicity is not counterintuitive. It's just the BJP that realized it a while ago and seemed to have latched onto it, seems to have tapped into it to ensure the conversation, the language, in Assam changes and the voters no longer talk about ethnicity, because that is not, as I said, something that the BJP can work on. Look at it this way, two of BJP's top leaders, Chief Minister Sarbananda Sonowal and Senior Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, are imports from outside. Both are part of student movements which had their genesis in the identity movement, in the identity politics, and yet these leaders also no longer talk about the cause of the indigenous or Assamese, ethnic Assami. So it shows how the BJP has successfully changed the conversation, changed the narrative from ethnicity to a larger national identity, to a larger perhaps religion-based identity, and to a conversation about what voters want beyond identity politics. This also makes BJP a far more potent, a far more dangerous rival to have than the BJP's opponents can imagine, because not only does the party manage to occupy, win new territories, it also manages to alter the socio-political landscape of that territory to suit its own politics. And that's why it becomes so difficult to unseat BJP. And I don't mean unseat it from power. I just mean unseat it from the territory in terms of making it irrelevant to the territory. Because what the BJP under Modi and Shah does is change, as I said, the language of that territory. At the age of 16, Assam's beloved cultural icon Bhupen Hajarika wrote, "Agnijugor firingoti moi notun ohom ghorim. I'm the spark of the age of fire. I will build a new Assam." That's what this translates into. Decades later, this seems to have become the motto for Narendra Modi and Amit Shah's BJP, something Hajarika could never have perhaps imagined. For more, you can log on to our website, theprint.in, to read my column, Politics.